Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed.
Hello, guys, and Hi. Welcome to another podcast. So this is part two of our podcast about modelling and relationships. So we had quite a lot to talk about this, and there were just literally so much that we had to say, because we also have kind of like more about like my relationship with me and my partner, and a bit more about maybe Monica's previous relationships, also like family, friends. Kind of like relationships come in a lot. But before we get into it, we're just going to give you our names so you can kind of like differentiate between voices when listening. So I'm Aurora Phoenix, and this is...
My name is Monica Lara-Smith.
Yay! Okay. So who wants to kind of go first?
I thought my boobs look really good. Not as good as yours. Oh. Like
guys, watch on Rumble. So if you're listening on Spotify, there is the video version on Rumble. So yeah.
Rumble bumble.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think what...
So I think we ended our previous podcast on my relationship. I think I just kind of ended up with my ex-boyfriend and how it all ended and stuff. So I think maybe you can start.
Yeah, well, I think I was kind of talking about me and my partner. So I said that my partner is very supportive about modelling and the fact that he treats it as a real job. But in other people's relationships, I've heard some really bad stories of controlling boyfriends, which I'm lucky to not experience in this relationship. But for instance, some photographers said they used to shoot certain models, and they were fantastic models, amazing on camera, and just had a great personality. But then they had to leave the industry because their partner told them to. So like every now and then, there's a few models who actually leave the industry and have to quit their jobs because they stayed in a controlling relationship.
Yeah, but also what's interesting, the same thing happens to photographers. They leave photography because of their wives and their girlfriends. I had a few photographers who just vanished all of a sudden. And I know for sure that their wives or their girlfriends, partners, they didn't know about their hobby because they were photographers who are not professional photographers, but who had photography as their hobby. So I could tell, because these were usually photographers that I worked with many, many times. So I could tell, and they also told me, you know, oh, my partner kind of knows, but, you know, not everything. Like you can tell, you can sense when people, you know, trying to hide things and stuff. So I had a few lovely photographers who just vanished. They vanished from Purple Board. They never got back to my text. And I know they should, because they are nowhere to be found. So it's not just men, but also women. And yeah, people in marriages find out. And also there's so many photographers, wives and partners that have no clue. Because sometimes you ask, oh, is your wife okay with it? You just have like a normal casual conversation. And you can tell when they say to you, yeah, she knows she's okay. You can tell they're not telling the truth. They're like, yeah, she's fine, but she's not fine because she doesn't know. So yeah, this problem occurs in men and women because, yeah, I think it's difficult for some people to comprehend that what we do is, it's a professional job, it's a professional environment, it's a job like any other, and there's nothing else happening. And most people imagine various things like orgies or like stuff like that, and that never really happens.
Quite a few people send me weird messages on Instagram or say, oh, do photographers ever get aroused on a shoot? Or say, if I was on a shoot with you, I wouldn't be able to control myself. And like, that makes me fuming, because it's like a professional environment. Okay, yes, there are some people who are unprofessional, and there's just some really disrespectful people in this industry, but there's also some really nice people who treat you like with respect. And in the workplace, you should be treating someone with respect. But I think people think, oh, because we're in our underwear or because we're naked, that it's not a real job and that we don't deserve respect, or that we're not getting respect, or that they can be like disrespectful towards us, which is absolute. Yeah. I don't know if you can swear on these podcasts, so I'm not going to, but I really want to swear right now. So I'm trying to like hold
swear
back
in a different language.
I can swear in Spanish. Qué mierda.
Puta madre.
Yeah. Okay. That's really funny, but that's not really that related to relationships, but it's just
puta madre.
Yeah,
really, it's not really related.
I mean, yeah, but it is annoying when like people don't treat us with respect and stuff. Like, and also like going back to, you know, friendships and relationships. Like I was saying before, how like I'd lost a lot of friends through doing this, who didn't really see it as a proper job, or kind of found it a bit disgusting. That was like around men in my underwear, and just like not really, they just didn't really get it. So I think there's like kind of a barrier. Like there's people in our circle, and there's people who are open-minded people, and then there's people from the outside of our little bubble who are just not open-minded and judgmental. And those sort of people can come into our relationships, into our connections, into our lives, those like non-understanding people. And it's unfortunate that we can't just all get along and not judge others. But unfortunately, like the world just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and yeah, as for me, I haven't lost any friends, because I've never had any friends in the first place. You can't lose something you've never had.
I think you maybe gained some friends from being in this industry.
You gained your friends.
I made quite a lot of friends in the industry. Like, although I lost friends, I gained other friends. And now, although my circle of friends is smaller, I'm surrounded with the kind of people who I want to hang around with. Like, if anyone brings you down or makes you feel bad about yourself, you don't really want to like surround yourself with that like kind of negativity. Even if it's a partner, like in a relationship, like it's quite toxic to be in like a toxic relationship, like for your mental health. Like you just want to be with people who make you happy and make you feel like good about yourself.
Yeah. No, as for me, seriously, I had some friends. I still do. So I have, like Aurora said, my circle is also very small. And the friends that I have two best friends, and we've been friends for 20 years. We met when we were 10. One of them lives in Poland, the other one lives in London. We've been friends throughout that. They never had any issues. They've always been very supportive towards my career and everything I do. They're always just like, you go, girl, you know. And they're both Polish. And Polish people can be quite conservative and narrow-minded. So I'm really grateful for such friends. And the other two friends I have, they're actually photographers that I met through modeling. So they've always been just supportive and just great friends, trustworthy. And yeah, it's quite nice that we met through photography as well, because you don't really have to explain yourself. And that would be it, I think.
And Tanya.
And you and Aurora. Well, she's always been, even though she might not be doing certain things that I do, she's still very supportive, and she always just, you know, encourages me to do better. And yeah, she's always there. She doesn't like judge people. Even if there's something she doesn't agree with, she wouldn't just, you know, judge you or be mean about anything, or just narrow-minded. So yeah, so it's great. So I only have maybe just, I don't know, five friends. And as for my parents, this is a surprising one, because my parents are Polish, of course, and they still live in Poland. And we are from a very small town, like 60,000 people live there. So it's a very small town. So you can imagine people are quite conservative, narrow-minded, Catholic, of course. But I am very, very lucky to have them, and because they are so liberal and so supportive. And my dad doesn't really care. He's just like, we usually laugh about things that I do for a living. I show him pictures of, like, you know, dom sessions or having somebody on a leash, and I took a video of it, and we were walking around the city, and he was showing that to his friends, and they were all having a laugh. So we all laugh, and my mom is also very chilled. I think the older they get, the more chilled they become. They've always been quite liberal and open-minded. But yeah, they support me, I think. They're really happy for me. It took them, my mom took a bit longer to kind of adapt herself to my modeling career, because at first she was worried about my safety and the fact that I was posing provocative pictures online, and she was just worried about me. But then I think once she's seen that I am responsible and safe, and I take it seriously, it's not just like a hobby or something that I do because I can't be bothered to do anything else, and I treat her like a business, serious business, and I put everything into it, you know, my heart, my energy, everything that I have, I think then she realized, okay, I think she's okay, she pays her rent, she pays her bills, and she hasn't got any, like, debt, so I think she's fine. So it took her a while. But yeah, we all kind of talk about it. I don't tell them everything in terms of, like, what the exact poses I did on the shoot, you know. But once I had a situation when I was in Poland, actually, I was editing my casting on Purple Board, and what I have for each single casting is like six little pictures of me, you know, at the top of the page. I think models know what I'm talking about, and some of them were a bit like almost nude, and one of them was literally like me in a skirt with no panties, like my leg was like my nipple was showing.
And I think I've seen this on your
vlog. Like, you know, kind of like in a sort of like classy.
Is this the yellow one with the yellow top? I've seen that picture on your Purple Board.
It is pretty. It's erotic, but it is, you know, it's quite explicit. And my dad was just passing by because I was just on my laptop with my headphones. And he was just passing by and he was like, ooh, your peepee's there. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad. And like, then I realized, oh my God, my parents are around me. So maybe I should probably like cover the thing. And I looked at his face and he was like, you know, like, you know, Dad, it is what it is, and he's like, So we all laugh. Yeah, they take it, you know, they're fine, and we just talk about things. My dad is really interested in like dom stuff, and he seems to know quite a lot. And I'm like, Dad, how the hell you know, like, the dynamic, you know, he knows the dynamic of usually submissive men are usually the men in power in real life, and he told me that, and I'm like, how the fuck do you know about that, Dad? So we show each other like pictures and I tell them stories and they just laugh. They're just like, okay, well, it is what it is. We can't do anything about it.
I wish my parents were more accepting like yours. That sounds really nice.
Yeah, you've got a nice partner instead. Like I always say, if you haven't got nice parents, you have something else that's nice. So
enjoying the podcast today? Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kink wear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZoePage10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
Yeah, so my family, when I first started modelling just over 6 years ago, I was banned from Purple Court and all modelling networking sites because my parents said that it was dangerous, it was unsafe. My sister said some really horrible things to me, and we still don't get along very well. We're like decent terms at the minute, we just don't talk that often. So yeah, I was banned from Purple Port And I modeled in secret for the first 3 months and a half of my modeling career. So I just said, sure, you know, bang me, whatever. And then I was 19 years old, like just early 19. And I just said, okay, mom, dad, I'm meeting friends, I'm going. So I did my makeup, packed my backpack, brought clothes, and just went to shoots. At the start, majority of them were like TFP time for print. Like, and then I had started getting paid shoots after like my third or fourth shoot, and then did kind of a mixture of both. So it took me a while, and I modeled in secret for 3 months, and my parents just said, oh my God, you have all these friends wanting to meet you. And I said, I know, I'm so popular. So I just left the house and just did my own thing. And then I was published in a magazine after the first 4 months of my modeling career. And I got the magazine and I slammed it down the table and I said, I've been modeling behind your back for these months and I'm a published model. And I'm so proud of myself. And they were fuming, they were really, really mad, and I said, I want to do this, like, I love this, I want to do this. And they said, no, you should get another job, you can't, this is not obtainable. Obviously I was a university student, and they said, oh, when you finish your degree, you know, it's time to get a real job. And that happened for many, many years of my degree. So my degree was 3 years and I studied philosophy, so that happened. Then after university, for the first year of my full-time modelling, I went to interviews as well for 1 year. And I didn't get any of the jobs because I didn't prepare for any of the interviews and I didn't care about them. So I was first going to model kind of full-time for 3 months, and then 4 years passed and I was modelling full-time for like almost 4 years now. So it's taken my parents a while to sort of like, you know, understand my job and be supportive. They still suggest other career options.
Right.
Just like, oh, you should do social media, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so as soon as I started traveling the world, like for my international tours, my parents started to be proud of me. As soon as I could obviously pay my own rent and save money for things that I want to do, they were proud of me. But it's just annoying when I'm like a big time model, so say, and I'm traveling the world and I'm touring and I'm shooting a lot, and I'm established, my family are finally proud of me. When at the start, when I was sort of not well known and still finding my feet, I had zero support. So I don't even care if they listen to this because they know all about all of this. Mm. And they probably wouldn't listen to this podcast anyways, but it is a bit annoying how, you know, they, you know, it's been difficult. But yeah, now they're finally proud of me. And it's funny how success makes others proud of you. Mm. So that happened, but I have a bit of a rocky relationship with my family. We've had a lot of ups and downs. Like, I love them to bits, but they also drive me nuts. So you can always love people but not like them some days. But at the moment, I'm on really good terms with my mom and dad, and like my siblings, like, we're all right. So, you know, things aren't bad, and I'm very lucky that like my mom and my dad are married, because I'm not like somebody who's come from somewhere, had to deal with, you know, parents divorcing. Like, my mum and dad are very much in love. So I feel like that's quite nice to have an upbringing when your parents love each other quite well. So yeah, that's my messed up
orphanage.
No. So that's my messed up story. But it's just, you know, you have to think about it. Like, if you had a kid, like a child of your own, and that child wanted to be naked in front of other men, you know, is you've got to think of it from that perspective. Like, they're just very overly protective of their children. And obviously, like, some people find things disturbing. For me, like, I sometimes feel more comfortable walking around people in my underwear than, like, when I'm clothed. Like, I'm the most comfortable shooting lingerie, even over, like, fashion. And, like, the other levels I shoot, like, lingerie is the thing that I'm the most comfortable doing. So it's, like, very strange. Like, lingerie, like, when I'm wearing lingerie, I just feel like I'm clothed, like, when I have cleavage, it just feels like so normal to me.
Interesting. Yeah, for me, it's nude. I feel the same about nude. It's like normal. Yeah. But yeah, your story with your parents, it's kind of like bittersweet, isn't it? It's kind of like happy ending, but at the same time, it's also a bit sad in a way. But yeah, but it's good that they finally, maybe they needed time to realize. Because my mom wasn't always, you know, so happy about it. She was also concerned and she wasn't really approving anything. But she knew she wasn't going to say anything because she knew me very well and I wouldn't stop. I would probably do much worse if she started telling me not to. So she was clever enough not to say anything. But maybe your parents needed time to mature to your decision.
I think just, you can't ban a 19-year-old person. And when they found out, my response was, I'm an adult, I make my own decisions. I'm an adult.
You were not 17.
I was 19. Nearly 19.
So you still lived with them? So
yes.
So they felt like they sort of...
I didn't live... I was at university, so I was sort of in and out of being at home in uni halls.
God, and bandy.
Yeah, so it was... Yeah, like... yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work, guys. Now I'm still a full-time model, traveling the world, having a great time. So,
yeah.
Stuff you guys.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky with relationships, and I think, you know, I understand that it takes a while for some people to adjust to this sort of situation, and I think like whatever people's reaction is for what you do is very often is their own projection of their own issues or their own like inhibitions they have or their own, you know, insecurities. It's not really often about you as per se, it's often about how they feel about their own sexuality, you know, and lots of people have issues with their sexuality, so I think it's often like a projection of their own thoughts and inhibitions they have onto their children. They often like pass it onto the children, you know, when they judge you, it's because they judge themselves, I think, or maybe they feel like they didn't get the chance in the past and they would have wanted that for themselves, or maybe they were ashamed for their sexuality, or, you know, there's like lots of unresolved things in people's lives. Like none of us is fully healed and we'll probably never be fully healed. We all have like issues, insecurities, and problems and inhibitions. Like, nobody's perfect. We all feel a bit shit sometimes, even as models. Like, sometimes I get out and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I look shit, you know? And I have to go and do my modeling. So, yeah, other people also have issues. And, you know, I think it's difficult to be a parent, but at the same time, you need to realize that your kid's life is their own at some point when they, you know, reach a certain age. And you can't really decide for them. And, yeah, and as a parent, I think you should prioritize your child's happiness because you're a parent.
Over your own, because there's a lot of parents.
Yeah, because you chose to be a... Yeah. You didn't choose to come to this world. They chose to have a child, so they should kind of do their best to support you.
Well, I think in a lot of families, there's a lot of parents who say to the child, you're going to have this career. And there's a lot of kids who became a doctor because their parents wanted them to become a doctor. Like, your parents want you to take a certain path. So there's what your parents want and what you want to do. But at the end of the day, it's your life, it's your choice, it's what you want to do because you're going to be living your life. So there's a lot of people who get miserable and like jobs that they just don't like feel happy doing. And they only did it because their parents told them to, which is just so sad. And they couldn't rebel against their parents. And another thing I would say about parenting is a full-time job. So like not a full-time job, but you just need to continue being a parent. So for instance, if you have a kid, from the day that child is born to the day that you die, you are still a parent. Along the way, do not forget your responsibilities that you are a parent, because you are always going to be a parent for the whole entire time of that duration.
Is that the message to your parents?
Yes.
Sounds like a subliminal message.
Because my parents sometimes forget their parents. Like, we have fun and we can like drink together, but they need to remember that they are my parents.
Oh, really?
Like, and I need parenting for... So when I have children, like, I'm always going to be there for like my kids. Anyways,
you're there for me.
So we have like 10 minutes left. So one thing I think maybe we should talk about, is maybe like jealousy, because that's like an emotion that like comes in relationships between friends, families and partners. Like what you were talking about, like some boyfriends get jealous of the photographer because obviously they're seeing their, you know, lovely girlfriend in lingerie, like, or, you know, nude in front of the photographer, and they feel jealous and they feel envious. Like during that?
Yeah, so that's one thing. And I think it's a very common thing when it comes to models and also photographers and their partners. So people get jealous and it's a very difficult and tricky situation because like I said, like most of our feelings that we have is often have nothing to do with the other person. It's often to do with us, and it's our projection of our insecurities and our issues that we haven't resolved. So if you're super, super jealous and your partner is trustworthy, never disappointed you, make sure that you feel, you know, secure in the relationship, and he's still really, really jealous to the point that you forbid him going to the shoot, you have some issues you have to work on, love, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds sassy, but it is the truth, and nobody wants to admit it. So this is the issue, and most people don't want to admit it. And I used to be the jealous type, even though my ex-boyfriend was absolutely perfect, never did anything that would make me feel jealous or never make me feel like I should have any doubts when it comes to his loyalty towards me. But I was the most jealous type, and when we broke up for 3 months, this is when I started realizing, oh, the problem is in me. I have some real issues, and I worked on them, and slowly I got to the point that I am fine, and hopefully I will be fine. But yeah, it takes a while and some self-reflection, and I think it's the most difficult thing for people to self-reflect, because it's difficult and it's uncomfortable and it's and inconvenient to, you know, to look inside your soul and realize what's wrong with you, because it's easy to say, oh, it's his fault. So yeah, that's one thing. And also you get friends being a little bit jealous too.
Yeah, I was literally going to say that. So like friends getting jealous, but even family members, like for instance, if you're successful, you know, people are going to be jealous. And when you get to the top of that pyramid, people are going to try to knock you down. Like the closer you get to the top, the more enemies you get, just for no reason. Like, I had my Instagram shut down 2 years ago. Yeah. Monica's had her Instagram removed. I got my Instagram back. Like, people, you know, report our images or our work, or, you know, say horrible comments, or even some models who get jealous of other models spread rumors about them that are fake to photographers so that they won't get booked if they're getting a lot of bookings. You know, like, things can happen. Like, people can, you know, look out to backstab you or cut you. You've got to be, like, so careful, like, who you trust, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, friends can get jealous of, like, your success. But also they don't really understand that, you know, this is a job like any other. And we have to work hard to get to where we are.
Yeah.
And although, like, we're successful in this position, like, there's people who are more successful than us. And in this industry, it's better to support each other rather than to try and, like, knock people down. Like, generally, if, like, some other model, some friend is more successful than me, or one of my friends got a big break, I am literally, like, rooting for that friend. I'm like, well done. You worked hard. Good for you. Like, I'm happy for you.
She does.
Yeah. But, like, not necessarily, like, be jealous, just be like, wow, my friend did this, like, I should have had that, because they have a different look to me, they have a different style, they're a different age, you know, there's so many factors involved. So
yeah, or take it as an inspiration, or take it as a way of learning new things. If you feel like a bit, like, I think feeling a little bit like envious of somebody, it's not too bad if it's like a moderate kind of amount of, like, envy, like, it's not like jealousy, because it sounds really negative. And as long as it pushes you to do better for yourself and to improve your skills, your business, maybe learn from these people, maybe even, like, message them and compliment them on things and ask, oh, how you do this, that. They don't have to tell you exactly what they did. They probably won't, but maybe they give you, like, a little advice or something. And I think that's so much better. So it's such a better approach than, like, bashing somebody and trying to make their life more difficult. Because if you try to make somebody else's life more difficult, your life is going to get twice worse, because bad energy attracts bad energy. And you're just in this cycle of being negative and being jealous. And it always comes back to you sooner or later.
Yeah, it comes,
it's not worth it.
It comes back to bite you. And if, for instance, so the time you're taking to knock somebody else down or create rumors, you could be applying to jobs for yourself or bettering yourself. Like, the time that you take to get involved in drama, and I do this because I've got involved in drama with photographers, or I've had text wars or arguments and other things that have happened where I've just had a go at people. And I literally thought to myself, okay, this hour I've wasted in my life, I could have literally applied, you know, direct message loads of photographers, reposted my casting. Like that time that I wasted could have made me money. So you need to kind of think, like, try to get out of the drama, or try not to knock others down. Just spend that time working on yourself, or even use that time being nice to somebody who's not yourself. Like, it doesn't need to be all about you. Like, use that time, just use your time wisely in a positive way if you can. Like, just, we don't have room for negativity. And like I said, even I do it sometimes. just be stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a little bit of time left, so we're going to do socials.
Yes. So guys, if you want to find me online and see a little bit more of me, Just type in Monica Laura Smith and into Google, and you're going to have my TikTok there, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and OnlyFans. So, yeah, feel free to give me a follow. And also let us know how you like this podcast, whether you like the style and the way we talk to you. And if you have any other ideas for our next podcast, any topics that you would like us to talk about, let us know.
Okay, so my Instagram is at AuroraPhoenix4. No, that's my Twitter. My Twitter's at AuroraPhoenix4. My Instagram is at AuroraPhoenixModel. And my backup is at AuroraPhoenix2. So Monica's playing footsie with me. She's like kicking her foot against my
like,
sock.
I wonder what she's going to do.
Oh, it's like, well, someone plays footsie with you under the table. Okay, so anyways, as I was saying, my OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/AuroraPhoenix4. Heavy and just creepy.
Finally, after all these years, she's becoming a normal.
Yeah, so, but we hope you enjoyed that. And if you have any questions about our relationships or any advice about your own personal relationships, or if you just want to talk to someone and you're going through shit, you know, drop us a message and we'll try to help if we manage to see that message, because we get a lot of messages. No, but seriously, like, you know, just drop us a message if you may like.
But not just hi, just be more precise what you're looking for, what you want to talk about. We don't reply to hi.
Like sometimes just I have like hello.
Low down. Yeah. Just say, hey, can I get advice on this and that? And we'll to get back to you. Just don't be like hi.
Yeah, but yeah, it's good to have kind of like, and I find like if I ever have a problem and I find out that somebody else is going through the same problem, instantly, I don't know what it is, I feel like 10 times better, like just by talking to like-minded people. Because sometimes if you have like an issue, you feel like, okay, I'm alone, I'm the only person in the world going through this. And then you find out that loads of other people have been going through it too, and you're like, wow, I'm not the only one. And for some reason, it feels less bad. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for your time, and we're going to see you very soon.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you... well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.